for calling Salesforce. Please choose from one of the following 7 options. Professional training, please press 1. For events, seminars, and conferences, press 2. For the National Resource Center, press 3. For consultancy services, press 4. For research and qualifying courses, press 5. For strategic policy implementation, including LACSIG, press 6. For all other inquiries, please press 7.
Good morning, Justin. Are you speaking?
I've been directed to you quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if you have anything to do with the Centre for Clinical Excellence, or is this the only organisation that sounds like Centre for Excellence?
I'm not too sure, actually. I'll just check. Hold on a second.
I mean, I think I'm in the right place for one thing, but I seem to recall something that sounds very similar to this as well. And that I will be looking into.
Hi there.
Hello.
Well, we don't have any connection to the clinical excellence, no.
So what is that clinical excellence, anyway?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was in childcare between 1968 up
mm-hmm.
until 1981.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you want to speak to who about what?
And who would that be? Because
what was it you want to speak to about?
Well, I was sexually abused in childcare.
Mm-hmm.
I was also beaten. I was mm-hmm. persecuted, essentially. I would just like to ask one thing before we go any further. I mean, it might not mean anything to you, but every time you
No, not at all.
Every time you go, mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It is bothersome.
Is it? Sorry. I do apologise.
Right.
What's your name?
Andrew Buchan.
Where are you from, Andrew?
Edinburgh, presently.
Edinburgh.
But I would like to continue without interruption. But anyway,
I'm just trying to get you to the right person, and that's why I have to ask you some questions. So you want to speak to someone about your time in care?
Yeah. I don't want to reminisce, if you understand.
I understand, huh?
I don't want to talk to somebody on the lines of, what's it called again? I seem to forget. What is it called?
If you hold on 1 second, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, I'm just going to transfer you through to Claire Burns. She's one of our senior management team members. If you just hold on to me a second. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hello, Andrew. It's Claire Burns here. I'm head of policy.
I would appreciate if you refer to me as Mr. Buchan. I'm not on a first-term basis with anybody I don't know.
Okay, apologies.
Now, I'm trying to gather information about my time in care.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to contact you because I confused you with another organisation.
Yes.
Which apparently doesn't exist. I think I confused it with Clinical Excellence or something.
Uh-huh.
Is there such an organisation?
Not at all.
Okay, that's fair. Well, just, we won't bother going any further into that then. But anyway, I was in care between 1968 and up until 1981.
Uh-huh.
I was sexually abused in care. I was physically abused. I was persecuted in childcare. And uh-huh. I was also subject to, I just uploaded a video, unethical human experimentation.
Uh-huh.
In the form, it was also doubled as a gag, because people were very concerned that I was going to be reporting them to the police, which I did, including as a child. But as you probably know, the police don't really bother with children in care, or adult survivors, and they are very active, you'd say proactive, in keeping us quiet, keeping us pinned down, basically, in the community. Or if we become enough of a nuisance in the community and continue to talk about these things in any way, they will look for a means with which to have us detained. I've been sectioned twice for basically drawing attention to the fact that people who abused me when I was a child have done a lot better in life and still did very well in life. And there are even people who since I've been an adult, have continued to abuse children and are still running. For example, Cobble Hall was one of the homes I was in. I was physically assaulted by a particular individual who still works there. At the time I was there during the 70s, he lived there and he worked there. His name's Paul Morelli, he's still there. I've got recordings there that can prove that he's still there. I've got an email from a person I was in childcare with, another resident, who told me he did exactly what I told the court he did. The police committed perjury. I was informed that I had representation, but in actual fact I did not. So anyway, this is like, you're called, where is the thing again? Centre for Excellence for Look After Children in Scotland. And you're also put down as being the children's panel.
We're not the children's panel, no.
Just a second. I'm not gonna go against you or anything or something or other. But I did notice something here. Can I get to the right?
We have links. One of the Scottish Children's Reporters Association is on our management committee.
Just a second, please. Educational. Okay, well, I really need records of my time in care. I need also access to the children's panel records because there's there's virtually nil. What I have some records of, which is very spartan, but there is sufficient there for a case. But however, I would like more.
Uh-huh.
I also want the children's panel records.
Okay, and have you tried to get these before, Mr. Buchan?
Yes, I have. But, they've basically just gone as far as social work. But the other thing, I want the panel, and I also want school records. I've only got children's home records. I'm quite encountering a lot of difficulty because I was actually molested by a teacher at one of the schools. There was three female teachers who were having sexual liaisons with another child, a female child, three female teachers. I can guarantee it was two. I'm only thinking of the other one as a possibility, but I know for a fact that two were having, they were actually paying her. But that's not unusual. My sisters were prostitutes also when they were children. It seems if your family's like that, then and you end up in care, then it's the staff tend to help themselves as well. They get a bit of a freebie. I only ever got my pocket money in two institutions. One was Cobble Hall and one was Oak Bank. But other than that, I don't think I was actually paid for the sexual favors. I wouldn't say I gave. I was more like exploited. I did not consent. The other children did consent to have sex with their staff, but and people in the community, I did not. But I wouldn't say I'm a child sex worker, a surviving child sex worker. I would say I would be like a surviving child sex slave. I think there's a big difference there. But anyway, the issue will have to be panel records, school records, and I would expect a lot more in the way of childcare records. I know they exist because there's a lot of people that know me. I mean, as an adult, I was here in Edinburgh back in the early 90s. There was a woman that knew far more about me as a child than I have in records. Do you understand? So there's more, but I obviously know a great deal more than everybody else. But this woman, she's also a paedophile, this woman, which kind of, this straight, she admitted to me she's a paedophile. She works in adult care. The fellow that her colleagues also agreed that, yes, she was. Anyway, she knew far too much for my liking. So there's obviously files out there.
Can I just ask you I have colleagues who have much more knowledge about how to access files than I do who work in this kind of area. So can I just, would you like us to help you find out how you can access
files? I don't want to help how. Okay, I have brain damage because of the abuses.
Mm-hmm.
In particular the drug trials or the unethical human experiment. So that's basically what it was. It was doubled as a pin down. I'm not the all gagging. I'm not the only one. There's quite a lot of us. We're throughout the United Kingdom, Europe and America, Australia, New Zealand, quite a lot of places, in fact, Canada. I have a letter, actually received an email from a man who works in the Diocese of Edinburgh. The Episcopal Church was one of the orders that looked after me, well, the order that looked after me in the early days in Aberdeen, when I was my first sexual encounter with female paedophiles, right? And he sent me an email recently when I was doing some research, attempting to locate an order of nuns that worked with the Episcopal Church for Scotland in Aberdeen. And he sent me an email basically saying, well, the exact same thing happens in Canada, the west coast of Canada. And the other thing about this is also there will also be like hospital files, because I remembered a Canadian child psychologist. One of the female paedophiles that molested me was Daisy Papp. She also subjected me to the drug treatments without me knowing. I didn't find this out until 2004. Now, this fella comes from Canada. This is a child psychologist I encountered whilst I was at Inverurie Academy. And he's from Canada. And also, Daisy Park would make regular trips to Canada. Apparently, she had family there, but she was one of these women that was obsessed with science. You know, like the woman that did the tests, the syphilis test in America, the deep south, or whatever they call it, the black community. And also there's the business with Guatemala in more recent times. And of course it continues. We're not stupid. So I need a whole range of files. And as I've been rendered disabled by these abuses, I don't think I should have to do it myself.
I mean, how would you feel, Mr. Buck, about me passing your phone number onto one of my colleagues who deals with this regularly and knows a lot about this, so would be able to give you.
Can I just tell you, I don't want advice, I want things to be done.
Yes, but she would need to give you, I think, probably only you can access some of these files, so we would need to give you
and basically, I normally, in other circumstances where things have to be done, I sign a mandate. So, okay? Because I'm very ill, okay? I was doing some activism yesterday. I managed about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I had to return to the house. Apart from being rudely awakened, I was asleep for about 12 hours. That's how ill I am. After an hour and a half, 2 hours in the centre of town, in which most of the travelling was on bus. I only walked maybe a small street length, which would be the equivalent of Chamber Street.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I want justice before I die.
Yes. The best thing I can do for you, Mr. Buchan, is to pass you on to somebody who can be much more helpful to you, that knows this kind of situation, that works with adult survivors. But I need your permission to be able to give her your number.
Just a second, please. I need more information about this person.
Well, I think what she can do is she could phone you. Her name's Moira Hall. She can phone you and she can say to you, this is who I am, would you be prepared to talk to me, or she can put you on to somebody who can...
Moira Hall. I seem to come across a lot of familiar names, obviously, but there are a lot of people with my name in this country.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Hogg, was she any relation to Mr. Hogg from Inverurie Academy?
No. But this is somebody in an organisation who works with adult survivors from residential care. So the best thing I can do for you is to pass on to someone who does this kind of work.
Just a second. Moira Hogg. I've got a Facebook thing here. Oh, this doesn't... Is this right? Port Lethen, is that familiar?
No.
Port Lethen. Moira Hogg. Aberdeen College of NHS Grampian.
No, it's somebody who works for an organisation.
All right. I'll do another search then, if you just give me a second. And write it. S-E-L-C-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's get that. Celsius. Sometimes I find people on Facebook and that, and it sometimes gives you an idea of the type of person they are. You know, James Hogg, then the Adult Protection Committee, National Conference, Scotland. Jennifer Davidson. Okay, I'll tell you what you do. You can pass on my number.
Okay, yes, I think that's the best thing to do, yeah.
Okay.
And she's not in the office today because she's actually at something, Mr. Bucket, today about she's meeting with adult survivors today. That's actually what she's doing. So
can you explain to me where she meets these people?
She's at a conference today with some people. She works with a range of groups.
What's the name of the conference?
I'm not sure what it is. I think it's to do with it's called Interaction.
Has that got anything to do with Survivor Scotland?
Yes, it has.
So I'm subscribed to both Incas. I'm also subscribed to the Survivor Scotland. I've received no notification of any conference.
Yeah, so
that was a relevant point.
Yes.
I've just logged into Survivor. I'm supposed to be notified.
So sorry, if you look up Interaction, it's under Interaction, the Scottish Human Rights Commission.
The Scottish Human Rights Commission, is that .com or .org?
Well, if you look up, I've got it on SHRC Interaction.
Right, I'll put up another page. Can you do that again, please?
SHRC.
SHRC.
And then Interaction.
Is this separate words?
No, you just keep them all together, SHRC Interaction.
I would like also to say that I was actually abused by other children.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'm on the questionnaire, but that's not the page, is it?
No, but I was just to show you that that's the if you go to the bottom of the page, you'll see that it says Moira Hawthorne, sorry, it's Moira Hawthorne Celtic.
Oh, Moira Hawthorne, I thought you said hog.
Yes, no, sorry, Moira Hawthorne is the person in our organisation who's part of this interaction process. And that's who I would consider, with your permission, passing your number on to.
Yeah, that's
because fine. Because she's involved in this process.
I'm just looking her up now. University of Strathclyde. Hawthorne Public, no, that's nothing. Do you have Hawthorne Publications?
She won't have published things yet.
Okay, I'm going to give you a warning. My business is my business. I do not allow people to gain financially, socially, nor do I allow people to gain any academical awards with the information that I provide. I do not allow anybody to gain in any way from my experiences.
Okay.
I've just noticed this Moira Hawthorne Publications. There will be no publication of my details for profit.
No.
Or even for self-esteem.
Yeah, we would not be allowed to do that.
Right. Have you passed my phone number on, please?
Data protection would not allow us to do that. I would want to assure you of that. But with your permission, I will pass your details on to Moira, my colleague, today.
Okay, I'm going to go back. I want to hear more about this meeting that they're having.
Okay. And Moira can tell you all about that as well.
I'm just wondering why I haven't been informed about this. You see, I think I've got this questionnaire. If you give me a second, are you aware of the questionnaire?
Yeah, it's part of what the organisation does. If you go to there's a home page.
For what?
On this website, read on the page which is questionnaire, there should be something at the top that says home, and if you click on that, it takes you to the home page.
Right, so I have to go to questionnaire.
No, if you go to home.
For what?
There's a home...
I need to know which website you're talking about. I'm on Celsius and I'm also on the SHRC.
Yes.
Which one?
Well, if you're on the SHRC one, Interaction.
Yeah.
If you go to the near the top of the page, it says questionnaire, but next to it says home, and if you click on home, it tells you about the whole process, rather than just the questionnaire.
Okay. Well, I'm not providing any information in the lines that you can use for research, or
no.
Get, you know, put lists of questions. You know, like ATOS? I've noticed in my interactions with other survivors, they all seem to say that when they give evidence concerning what had actually been said to them by mainly female staff, it seems like these female staff have like a list of things to say. And I know ATOS does that. I know quite a few institutions say, what shall I say if he says this or she says that? And they say, well, you just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I've come across it before.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's consistent. It shows that there was a nationwide process, okay, at least, for treating children.
Yeah.
And it's not been very good, has it? Because two children were actually killed in care when I was in care.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate homes, one girl, one boy. Okay, you can put me through. I'll give her my number.
I will give her your number to do, Mr. Bucket, and I'll ask her to phone you.
But so the meeting that she's at.
The meeting that she's at today is called the National Confidential Forum, and it's people who have responded with the questionnaire.
Well, I filled out a questionnaire at the Glasgow meeting. This isn't right. I'm going to have to engage my solicitor on this, and I think I'll be commencing proceeding against other so-called survivors, because I was actually abused by other children, and I'm very suspicious of children who only ever complained of physical abuses, well, survivors who complained of only physical abuses, and especially those who claimed not to know of medication being used, especially those who have lied to me, like Chris Daly. I've recorded Chris Daly lying to me on more than one occasion. And he is the secretary of incas.org.uk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
That's not right.
No, I think if you let me pass on your number to Moira and I'll ask her to phone you. What is the better time to phone you? Is there a more convenient time for you? Morning or afternoon?
It's almost midday, so when will she be calling me back?
I don't know, because she's obviously caught up with us today.
I was at a meeting before. I mean, I've got people, quite a lot of recordings, but I give people the opportunity to be honest with me. As soon as I detect dishonesty, then I switch it on. And there you go. And the best way to detect honesty is when someone tells you a lie that you know is most definitely a lie. And I've had plenty of them. And a lot of them are on my digital recorder, or I should say my database of recordings. I think you should also advise Ms. Hawthorne that she should be honest with me right from the start and never stop being honest with me.
Okay. I'll pass that on to her and I'll ask her to give you a phone. Is that
okay? I have a petition in Brussels. It's been accepted. It's been dealt with. And it also involves the same corruption that I've just discussed with you in charitable institutions. And of course, the time to be heard process.
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I will pass your number on to, I've got it written up here, it comes up on my phone, so I'll pass that on to Moira.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Okay, bye.